producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
Some pretty powerful videos that are up on DrudgeReport.com. I'm just going to clone all these over to InfoWars. I'm just saying, Drudge, I love the way it's all laid out here. Black pastors endorse Trump. Who better can help us help ourselves? Reuters, 5-day rolling poll, Trump 36, Carson 17, Bush 10, Cruz 10, Rubio 6. But Cruz and Bush are both tied at 10.7. I mean, it ought to be Trump, then Rand Paul, then Cruz. I mean, all three of those guys are really good people, and I wish that Trump and Rand Paul weren't in a fight with each other. But I do wish, because I like the Pauls, and I know that Rand Paul is a really good guy, a smart guy, and a statesman. I wish he'd get more aggressive. I mean, I really do, because the rhetoric needs to be turned up. You know, he keeps waiting, and I said this before it was in the news, and now they admit it, for Trump to fall. Well, you're just going to be waiting too long. I believe Trump that he's not going to drop out. So he's probably going to be the nominee. I mean, I give it a 90% chance right now. And so you think about that. You want Hillary? You want Bernie Sanders? That's all I'm saying. A Trump presidency will hurt my show. I mean, if I fought like the average weasel out there that thinks, what's better for me? Are these suicide bankers on 9/11 up in the tower still making money while the tower is basically falls? Everybody else is run off. They're making tens of millions a minute, but you know, because they're there making money when everybody else is panicking, but they still die. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or your eyes? Would you give up for all the money in the world, lose your eyes? I might do it because I could help poor people and actually build some stuff, but the average person wouldn't do that. I'd do it for the right reasons. But I wouldn't give up my soul. And that's what it comes down to. But it really is crazy. It really is crazy that we're now in this position. But if Hillary got into office for a few years, I'd have the highest ratings, the biggest growth of my show ever. I don't want that. I want to try to fix the country and slow down this tyranny and end it. I'd love to be out of a job or have a show just reporting on basic liberties, defending freedoms. Not have to be this crisis all the time, but we're on the deck of a sinking ship here. I want to try to fix the ship. Kim and Adam and James and Izzy, Anthony Gucciardi will get you if you want to hold over. He's coming up. He'll be power-packed, fresh horse in the stable, ready to bring you all the intel and latest breaking news. But finishing up with Noah in Oregon, you got about a minute and a half. You were saying something else might be behind what happened in San Bernardino, California, with this big mosque and the community mad about the radical Muslims taking over. What are you getting at here?
Yeah, I'll try to be more concise, but I essentially just wanted to paint the background, since they are saying right off the bat that we shouldn't be looking towards Islam as a source for this, that the people of San Bernardino have been in a knockdown, drag-out legal battle with the local mosques over expansion. So I think that's important to know. And on the other side of the coin, it's suspicious, going with the follow the money line, that the citizens who won the case tried to get $200,000 more in legal fees than they were first granted, and that was what the appeal was for. So it's just been a bitter knockdown fight, and I think it's suspicious that nobody wants to look there.
We will, my friend. Thank you. Here's another article. Congress, more than 179,000 criminal illegal immigrants roaming free in the U.S., many of them aggravated felons, rapists, arsonists, attempted murderers. Remember last week, 140-plus illegals with just let off a plane, turned loose in the U.S. Just who knows where they were from. Just they flew in out of Mexico City. But Homeland Security, oh, Joe Biggs, here, well, let's call your other camera guy's phone. Yeah, we know where you're at. We're watching you. What are you doing over here at the Jihad Center? You're not planning something, are you? I mean, just give me a break, you people. Well, I'm just doing my job. I'm not against you guys. Yeah, I know. You're a robot. Who'd probably come take my guns and put me in a FEMA camp if they told you to. I mean, this country is in so much trouble.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Boys tell how far Joe fell.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and this is going to be a power-packed fourth hour. I'm going to give you some analysis and news on the mass shooting that you have not heard anywhere else. I've got some Trump clips to play. He's got more to say that you probably haven't heard, and much, much more. I'm actually really excited about this hour. First and foremost, you know, it's that time of year again. I remember someone in the mainstream media industry telling me that a mass shooting is like Christmas time because that means big ad revenue and big traffic for websites like CNN. And it might be Christmas time for them, but for me, it's another reminder of how screwed up humanity is in many ways and how we need to fix it. But also, it's a reminder of perhaps something even more powerful, and that is what Paul Joseph Watson highlighted today. And you'll notice that you won't hear this anywhere else. I have been telling you, you know, Alex has been telling you for how long, that the phony cult of racism is so dangerous that it will end up with people losing their lives. And I'll tell you how that has come to fruition today. Neighbor didn't report San Bernardino shooter over fears of being called racist. You might have heard about this a little bit earlier, but I really want to give you a unique analysis on this. This is from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. It is an InfoWars exclusive from hours ago. A neighbor of San Bernardino killer, Saeed Farouk, and his wife refused to report the pair to authorities after witnessing suspicious activity at their apartment over fear she would be labeled racist. They were identified as the culprits, and basically this neighbor was so afraid of the phony cult of racism. The phony cult of racism that she wouldn't dare report the suspicious activity of her neighbors to the police or the authorities or whatever because she didn't want to be called racist, right? So they create this idea, this power system, this control system of phony racism. And what happens is real things, reality, becomes convoluted. And people that you would actually say, hey, why are they getting so many packages and meeting with all these people and talking about weird things, maybe even heard them talk about a plan to kill people. But you can't do anything about it because then you could be called racist. And you know what's worse than being called racist? Nothing. You know, they used to ask people, what's your greatest fear? And public speaking would always be above death. I bet you if we did some type of a poll, a Gallup poll type deal over the next few years, being labeled as a public racist, I bet that would be above public speaking. You see how this power structure inside the establishment mind board has really been controlling people. And it reminds me, you know, what Don Salazar just brought in this article. I put it somewhere. Here it is. Former Connecticut cop accused of writing racist letter to himself. Headline's totally insane. And it's a crazy story, but I'm going to tell you how this proves my point. A former cop who claimed that someone left a racist memo on department letterhead in his mailbox at a Connecticut police department earlier this year has admitted to penning the letter himself. You see, why would he do that? Clive Higgins was charged with filing a false report after he claimed he found a letter with the headline or the heading White Power across the top on February 9th. And the letter went on to say, Officer Clive Higgins doesn't belong here in this police department. These black officers belong in a toilet. Well, gee, you know, if you brought that into the police department, you would say, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened to you. That's absolutely terrible. That does sound like real racism, which does exist. And guess what? I want to love everyone. Personally, me, I want to love everyone. I want to embrace everyone's differences. I want to be real. I want to be synchronized with the rest of my species in humanity and get things done and love people and have genuine desire to come together. But let's listen. What happened here? Well, a month before the letter was written, Higgins was acquitted in connection with a 2011 police brutality case in which officers were caught on camera beating a suspect at Beardsley Park and shooting him with a stun gun. Two other officers were convicted, but a federal judge found Higgins not guilty. He's not getting his gun or his badge back. He didn't even support his fellow officers in court. Where were you, Higgins? You better watch your back. We know where you live. So let's think about this for a second. Here's this guy. His life is ruined, right? His fellow officers and the general public kind of thinks, wow, what a jerk. You know, he does all these things and then he doesn't take his buddies back in court. It's a hard thing to be in, right? And a rock bottom situation. Well, thanks to the establishment phony cult of racism, why don't you just play that card? Play the race card. People are now playing the race card in their individual lives. So what did he do? He forged a letter, a racist letter attacking him. And then filed a police report and said, well, don't blame me, right, allegedly, according to this article. Don't blame me, and wrote his own letter being racist. In other words, he used the race car to get out of it. So now, in daily life, it's just you just use the race car whenever you want. I mean, if you do something wrong, just be like, well, someone said something racist to me, and I guess you're just vindicated, right? But the main point here, and I dare say this, could the mass shooting, this is the real headline, could the mass shooting in California had been prevented if the phony cult of racism, if the fear of racism, of being called racist, didn't affect this neighbor or wasn't so pervasive in our culture, in our culture? And I dare to say the question may be answered with a big resounding yes. If the neighbor wasn't so afraid to be called racist, because this person had less than white skin, oh my lord, he was slightly colored, right? If she didn't buy into this phony BS, maybe he actually would have been investigated and there wouldn't have been a mass shooting. Wow. So phony racism, once again, caused loss of life. I dare say it. I dare say it. I dare say that. And by the way, I'm not racist. Like I said, I love everyone. And I think it's insane, the hijacking of the word racist. It's absolutely 100% positively insane. Anyway, we'll explore some more of that over time, and also about how the mass media has turned this mass shooting, and the governments have turned all these mass shootings and all these attacks into a great way to extend their controls. We've got France to extend state of emergency indefinitely after the alleged ISIS attacks in France, in Paris. They're going to extend their state of emergency, you know, just forever. The Pentagon is wasting millions on staff housing in Afghanistan in the name of fighting terror. And I want to talk about Elon Musk calling for carbon taxes to have the transition time of clean energy. You know, I have a lot of respect for Elon Musk, and we'll talk about why he's calling for carbon taxes shortly here. But I do want to get to these Trump clips that Alex was going to play earlier. They're pretty profound and pretty serious. Just the reality of Trump coming on the Alex Jones Show and talking about this stuff, whether you like him or not, I think a lot of these points are really, really powerful. So I want to start getting into some of these right here and right now. We've got a bunch of different topics, but I think we'll start, because we're going to segue into this anyway, about how the media has completely lied about Trump. I mean, they have literally taken everything he says and chopped up pieces of it and just attacked him over and over again. I mean, why is the establishment so afraid of Donald Trump? Let's listen to Media Lies about Donald Trump again.
When I first saw it a few days ago, they misrepresented it. They said Trump wants $5 million. Then I read deeper. You said give $5 million to wounded warriors before I go make CNN $50 million. That's what you make these shows.
But isn't that terrible? You know, they took that statement. I said give $5 million. I'm going to want $5 million that we're going to give to the wounded warriors or the vets, right? Which is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. We split it up. Because they're making a fortune on these debates, which never had anybody. You know, Fox had 24 million people. They used to get like a million. And CNN had the biggest ratings in the history of CNN. And I won't take full credit, but I'll take 99.9% credit. So I said, give me $5 million. I want to give it to the wounded warriors. I want to give it to the vets. But a lot of people said Trump wants $5 million. And I said it right in the same sentence, Alex. I didn't say it like
that's how they deceive.
I said, I want $5 million that will go to the wounded warriors. And they would play it. They even took the tape. You know, the tape is worse than the pen. They can cut it. So they say, give me $5 million, and then they cut it. Nobody knows, what am I doing? I'm asking for money to be on a debate. It's ridiculous. No, I wanted $5 million to go to the wounded warriors in particular. And let's see what happens. I don't know. You know, the one problem, Alex, if I didn't go to the debate, then you know what would happen. They'd say he's chicken. I mean, I think I won every debate.
But it's true. I mean, I saw one channel made like $40 million off you being on there. Yeah. They should give all of it to the vets.
Well, they should give a lot more than five, I'll tell you right now. But, you know, the problem is if I say I won't do it, then the people that I'm debating, who, frankly, have been very easy, if you want to know the truth.
You can just correct them once you're on stage.
Well, the people I'm debating, they'll say, oh, he's chicken. You know, that's the problem with that. But it's hard when you're leading all the polls and then you don't show up to a debate and then they'll be doing numbers on you. But I would love to see money go to the wounded warriors. I think it would be so
great. I agree. What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow. And you're ready for the dirty tricks. One minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
Well, first of all, before the book, because you mentioned one thing, I had never heard that, but I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? I said, it only feels, because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. You know, I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up there.
We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're saying you're fully committed. You know, there's no future if we don't take this country back. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. That you will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, there it is, and there's a lot more Trump clips coming up and a lot more news about everything from the mass shooting to how Dow just plunged 300 points. I'll tell you about it when we get right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is Overdrive. And before we came back, I played some more Trump clips. We're about to get into another one of those. And then after that, in the long segment, we have a special report from Joe Biggs, who went up to New York to investigate Islam. I forget the exact name right now, but apparently it's a hot pocket for Islamic ISIS, allegedly, activity, and he's going to go check it out and see whether or not it's true. It's a really, really good report, beautifully shot, a lot of beautiful drone footage, so we're going to play that in a long segment. But we've also got coming up how the Dow briefly plunged 300 points, S&P red for the year, prescription drugs, we're going to talk about how they kill more than heroin and cocaine combined, and a lot more. But first, let's talk and let's check out Trump's take on this is the most election possibly in history.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You know, you made tens of millions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago. Really, all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next. Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do. And we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrection of the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen in the next few years or we're done.
Right.
And
right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government. A system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I don't want to get anything inside baseball with you, but I already know the inside baseball. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level. And you understand that office. So I want to tell you right now, can you speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you won't Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election?
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq, you agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington was right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal. Because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head-to-head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head-to-head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders. I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be
harder.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And the neighbor of Saeed Farouk, the San Bernardino shooter, did not say anything about the suspicious activity of Saeed, who is now confirmed to have terrorist links, confirmed to be radicalized in some ways, because they didn't want to be called racist. And the lobbying power now of the phony cult of racism, the cult of phony racism, rather. There is real racism out there for sure, but the cult of phony racism, the fear of being shamed as a racist by the cult, the social justice warrior cult of phony racism, is so great that now we can't even act when we see people doing suspicious things and acting weird if we could potentially be called racist by these people. And, you know, I'm a little tired of it, personally. I think it's bull. I think it's annoying. I think it's intellectually draining and intellectually just overall bad. It's pulling our collective consciousness lower and lower by the minute every single time we let it happen. And it also is a little upsetting that in articles on CNN and stuff, I see things like this. So, official San Bernardino shooter apparently radicalized in touch with terror subjects. Now, I hate the idea of left versus right, but you know what I also hate? I hate when it's a white person shooter and they just jump to conclusions and say he's a conservative crazy person and he wants to kill everyone and he is anti-abortion and wants to murder them all. But then it's like when it's potentially a terrorist connection, even Obama comes out and vouches and says, well, you never know. You know, it's not a big deal. And I get that they want to quell the possible fear, but I mean, look at this. It says, Farouk's apparent radicalization contributed to his role in the mass shooting of 14 people Wednesday during a holiday party for the San Bernardino County Health Department where Farouk worked, sources said. Still, it wasn't necessarily the only driver behind the carnage, as workplace grievances may have also played a role. President Barack Obama hinted as much Thursday when he said the attackers may have had mixed motives. Come on. Anyone that's going to go shoot people in public with their wife and murder people at a disabled center, let's not give them any type of any possible, well, it might have been mixed motives. He might have been upset about work. He's going to Saudi Arabia. He's got connections with terrorists. And I'm not some stupid so-called redneck, right? Number one, I'm from the Northeast, and I'm around 99% of the people that are the most liberal people in the world. But I'm not thinking, well, he went to Saudi Arabia, he's a terrorist. No. I'm thinking, hey, the reports say he actually has links with terrorist groups and was radicalized. That's what I'm thinking. Just as I'm thinking, if a white person shot up something, why is he doing that? It's not like it's some debate now that the so-called left media has to act like, well, it's not that he's radicalized, it's that he also was a little bit upset at work. That's why he came in with a suicide vest and started shooting people and made a bomb. He just had a little bit of grievance towards work. His workplace was unfitting. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is totally absurd. Why are we doing this? Why are we pretending? Why are we falling for the cult of phony racism? I am done with the cult of phony racism. I love everyone. I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to grow on this beautiful planet. And I'm tired of our consciousness being ripped down by the chains of labels, because labels are now power. It's a domination submissive thing where you're submissive and you have to be dominated by labels. Racist, conservative, leftist, whatever. You're dominated by all these labels, and you have to weave in and out. Please don't label me this. Oh, my God. And just run around. Well, I don't care. Let the labels come. They're worthless. They mean nothing. They've been hijacked. All these labels have been hijacked. And that's why we're going to play a report right now that Joe Biggs went up to Islamburg, which is a place in New York. I did some reading on it. Basically, on Wikipedia, it says that a bunch of Muslims in New York were being persecuted in some ways, apparently, allegedly. So they went to this area and they created Islamburg in New York. And Biggs, I don't know the full story on it. He's going to inform us all on it. It's a really, really good report, well shot. Went to investigate some claims that there was some apparent terrorist activity up there. And he went to actually go investigate. He didn't even want to give the site out because someone could go ahead and learn he was coming and do something about it. They used hidden cameras, drones, the whole nine yards. Here is the special report.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we are on the first leg of our tour investigating the American Caliphate. We're actually in Binghamton, New York, about a 30-minute drive from where Islamburg is. Now, a lot of you people out there might have never heard of this place. Some of you probably have, especially the people who lived around this area. It's definitely a hot topic in conversation with people. You know, based off what we've looked into, you know, we traveled all day yesterday. We did some research about the place to see if any other people have ever gone into the compound and done reporting. Reuters was actually let in and said that it was a place that had very low crime, that it was a place that was very peaceful. And then, you know, we read a report that Fox News actually tried to go up there, and they were denied access. So we're going to head up there. We're going to go up to the gate. You know, personally, I'm assuming people are going to be on heightened alert since that John Ritzheimer guy made a threat about this Islamburg place and said that he was going to possibly do something. So, you know, I don't know the kind of reaction I'm going to get from these people when I get there, but I don't expect them to be overly joyous or joyful of us coming into their private little area. We just had the opportunity to go up to Islamberg. It is deep up in the mountains in a very ominous, kind of creepy area. You've got, you know, low clouds. You've got the fog over the land. And it's really like it was described. It's its own private commune atop of this mountain right above this city called Deposit, New York. You know, I approached the gate with some caution because we do know right now that the FBI's put out this warning because of John Reitheimer, I think that's how you say his name, out of Phoenix, Arizona. He was the man who put together the Draw the Prophet rally in Arizona that gained a lot of attention in the media. And apparently, I think on the 26th or 27th of November, yeah, just a few days ago, he jumped in the car with his buddy and said he was coming up to Islamberg, where we just happened to be, and made a threat saying that, you know, if they called him American Taliban again, that, you know, he would go in there and basically attack them or whatever. You know, I don't know the context of the whole thing. But, you know, we went into this, you know, with the mindset that these people are going to be on edge. So we approached the compound, and as you come up this road, you can look to the left and you see this big sign that says, you know, welcome to Holy Islamberg. And, you know, you make a left and you go down this road, and they have some distance from the top of that hill. It's like a vantage point down towards the bottom as the hill starts to go back up again. And you can see their little security checkpoint area. So it came down the hill, hopped out, and I went and approached them. One black male, probably I'd say 25, stepped out of a vehicle and walked up to me and asked me, you know, what did I want? Why am I there? And let him know, hey, my name's Joe Biggs. Shook his hand, said, I'm here investigating reports of this place being a possible jihadi, you know, terrorist training area, because that, you know, there's two sides of this whole story. You've got one side saying that this is this, basically this compound where there's sleeper cells and they're waiting to attack. And then you've got another side saying that this really is just a peaceful commune of Muslims who are trying to live kind of basically off the grid, and they do their own thing and kind of keep to themselves. So I told him, hey, I was like, I'm here to find out whether or not the rumors are true, if there is some kind of extremist activity going on, or are you guys simply just here living your day-to-day lives? At that point, a vehicle came and approached me coming down the hill. It was a truck, I believe. Two gentlemen came out and approached me and asked me why I was there. I said that I would like to find out if I could be given access with my camera crew to film what's going on in there, just to kind of help get out the information about what this place really is. People always say that this is like some kind of like crazy jihadi thing, and I really don't believe it. So yeah, we wanted to see if we could just kind of get some footage. And
well, usually how it works is what we do is you schedule your appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we send it to our public department. You know,
okay.
Public relations. So if you could take your car or something like that, and we contact you, you can set up an appointment. You know, interview me.
Yeah, I was going to give him my number and all that. So in that time, the guy said that he has his own media relations guy. He took my name, my number, and said they would contact me. Never heard from him. More than likely, they probably Googled me and, you know, decided that that's not a route that they wanted to go. But one of the guys came up to me and brought me a newspaper, and this is a newspaper that they make in-house there called the Islamic Post. And this was just printed not too long ago. But I found it kind of interesting. We went in here and looked at this newspaper, and it says, "Fear, Sharia is coming to America. Too late, it's already here." So there's definitely some interesting stuff in here. They tried to compare the U.S. Constitution to Sharia law. And, you know, I just thought that that was an interesting thing there. We'll look more into that as well. After we left the compound, we went back down the hill in the deposit into the little city they have there. It's a really small, rural kind of little neighborhood. And we went and pulled over to the sheriff's department, or the police department, I should say, and spoke with this guy right here. He was the chief of police, Donald Cantwell. And he definitely seemed to have some concerns about the compound. The fact that you know, his job as a police officer, this is in his jurisdiction, the fact that these people handle all of their problems in-house, the fact that there's very little, I would say, information sharing, conversation between the people inside this, you know, compound and with him. He said that they deal with everything internally, domestic, you know, disputes, violence, anything that happens in there.
Anything that happens up there is handled internally. So, yeah. I mean, if there was a domestic, we would never know. None of the law enforcement agencies would know.
And I found that interesting when he said that because, you know, we did some research on the way up here for this trip, and some of the reports said that it had a very low crime rate. And that's their reason behind why it shouldn't be looked at as a training camp or some kind of terror cells because they have low crime. You have the chief of police right here saying that they deal with everything internally. So how do we really know what's going on in there? I mean, he definitely said that whoever comes in and out of that place, he has no idea. He only knows anything that goes on in there, you know, if they contact him and give him that information. And I brought up the fact that, hey, did you know who started this compound? And he didn't seem to know at all. And from a few of the people I've talked to locally in the area, no one really knew anything about this. But, you know, this area, Islamburg, is one of two places that was founded by Mubarak Ali Jilani. Now, he is the founder of Al-Fukra, which is a terrorist organization out of Pakistan that has been investigated by the FBI. Now, they have two American fronts the Jilani's put together, one being the Muslims of America. That's what he started on a trip to New York. And then another is a university, so to say, called the Quranic Institute University, I believe, where these are the fronts for his actions, for what he does in Pakistan. And there's a lot of people out there that speculate or are concerned about these places because we know that there are terrorist sleeper cells waiting. We know that ISIS is in America. And we know that, you know, Paul Joseph Watson put an article today saying that ISIS in a manifesto clearly states how they were going to exploit this refugee crisis. They can use fake passports. One of the guys in Paris used a fake passport to get in here. So we're not saying that everybody in this compound has bad intentions, but there is the possibility of there being one or two bad apples in there that do have some intent to do something. Because like you said, it's secret. They keep to themselves. And that's one of the one things that really resonated and stuck in my head when I was speaking to the chief of police is the fact that he says he really doesn't know what's going on in there. You know, from the outside looking in, it seems like a peaceful place, but he really doesn't have that opportunity. He doesn't have that full access into what is going on. So that's one of the interesting things. You know, when you look at it that way, the lack of crimes being reported in there to law enforcement, the secrecy of the place. So, I mean, I think it's a legitimate thing for people to be worried about places like this. Like I said, you know, the Paris attack, all the stuff going on. I think people they have a reason to be concerned. So we're going to be going to a few more places over the next week. This was just the first stop of many in our trip, basically exposing and investigating the American caliphate.
You know, that was an interesting report by Joe Biggs. And I'm even conflicted in some ways, really. I'm not conflicted overall. But number one, I want to be someone that says, really, hey, I'm 100% committed to really just building everyone up and being loving in every single way. But you know what? I'm not going to get stopped if my neighbor is getting tons of weird packages and meeting with people talking about potentially joining with terrorist groups or something from doing something about it just because I don't want to be called racist, right? And that report by Joe Biggs is really interesting because on one hand, it probably is just a community of Muslims that don't want to live in New York City that want to live together, right? But potentially it's worth investigating, seeing what's going on. But if you actually ask questions, then you're called racist or you're called a bigot or intolerant or whatever. I'm just so over it. I'm so over the labeling, the domination of labeling, the control of labeling, the attacks that are done by labeling. I mean, you look at Trump, regardless of what you think about him, you know, he's real. He's talking about real issues. And when he's on Twitter, the number one response you'll see from his detractors is one word: racist. What an easy thing to say. It's almost like your intellectual bank is spent and you can't withdraw anything anymore. So you just go racist, 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 racist. It's the easiest attack ever. And we lose so much because we don't realize the details. Like, if you thought that Joe Biggs was racist because he just went and investigated in an Islamic community that potentially has ties with terrorists to see what's really going on, you're losing the details, right? But I hate that fact. I hate that fact. I hate that we can't talk about complex issues sometimes, because I want to talk about these complex issues. I want to talk, for example, to shift gears for a second. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. I mean, I want to talk about France to extend their state of emergency indefinitely. I want to talk about the Pentagon spending millions of dollars in staff housing in Afghanistan. And I want to talk about Elon Musk calling for carbon taxes. But does that mean I hate Elon Musk? No, but it's a very specific, complicated scenario where he's going to benefit if these climate taxes come, because obviously he's in the renewable energy sector with solar and Tesla electric vehicles. So there's complicated stuff. I want to talk about it. I really do. I just don't want the labels of domination to hit me. But I don't care if they do. We'll be right back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show in overdrive, fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. You know, It's a shame that our loving government spy circuit didn't catch the two terrorists, right, reported terrorists, in San Bernardino with their NSA spy grid. Because they know everything we do and everything we say. It's a shame that they didn't actually catch, you know, quote-unquote catch any of these terrorists, just like the TSA doesn't catch terrorists.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Interrupt away, man. Look who it is.
I mean, I've just been in there for the last 15, 20 minutes, or more than that, going in my office with CNN on, and they're literally saying nothing about Islamic terror. They keep calling it shooting crisis, gun crisis. This is about radical Islamists being brought in the country, who all they do is kill each other in their own countries because they're not radical enough, or this group didn't do this or that. And just to watch the mind control, and then to watch them try to blame patriots or right-wingers or people yesterday with no proof, how many of these mass Islamic attacks are we going to have before they call it that? And then the very damn people behind it are the ones bringing more people in and then grandstanding and blaming our guns. So as soon as the show's over, too, I'm going to shoot a thing for the nightly news tonight on this.
That's what Obama said. And CNN, he said.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it may have been mixed motives. I mean, CNN's literally defending it. It wasn't necessarily the only driver, his radicalization. Behind the carnage, as workplace grievances may have also played a role. Yeah, so workplace grievances.
Now it's come out he was a radical. Now it's come out he went to Saudi Arabia. Well, then maybe in France it was a workplace grievance.
I think it might have been a workplace
grievance. Death Eagle.
You see, it's not even about racism at this point. It's about common sense. Maybe you wouldn't bring tack gear and kill a bunch of disabled people.
Maybe you wouldn't throw pipe bombs at police.
Yeah, exactly. Have a huge SUV loaded with...
Literally, this is like saying, you know what, it was workplace grievances, the terrorist attacks at the German Olympics back in the 70s.
No, World War II was a workplace grievance. Everything is now a workplace grievance. And then Obama says it may have been mixed motives. Like, how does he...
But I mean, listen,
they
how
say
many,
they don't know anything, and he says, oh, it might have been mixed
motives.
How many
of these Islamic attacks can they... I mean, was the French attack workplace violence?
You know, I'd be interested to see next time they peg a white conservative if Obama says, well, that might be mixed grievances, too. It could be anything. If this could be mixed grievances, then any previous attack could also be mixed grievances, right?
Well, I mean, here's the question. How many of these deals can they cover up? How many terror attacks can they cover up and say there's workplace grievances?
Apparently all of them, right? Because then they get to do things like extend the state of emergency indefinitely. The French government is looking to, this is from International Business Times, French government is looking to extend the state of emergency for six months or even indefinitely, according to the report.
Banning free speech across the country for people against what's happening.
Change the Constitution to carry on with the state of emergency way beyond the three-month limit. The legal framework will be submitted to the ministers on the 23rd of December. Went into effect after the November 13 attacks. So you see how they use this every single time, though? Because we're busy debating workplace grievances. They're taking over everything.
Give us global government or you let the terrorists win.
And as we debate, and as Slate doesn't even cover it, looking at Watson's tweet earlier.
Look, former Connecticut cop accused of writing a racist letter to himself. Other liberal,
we covered that earlier, how it was total dominance, because what happened was he got let off, him and his buddies were apparently beating up someone at a park and shooting him with a stun gun. And then he basically let his other friends say, yeah, it was all their fault.
Well, listen, this is all real sad, but here's the good news. The dinosaur media is slitting the last jugglers in its throat. This is all death throes by these people. They have no credibility. Everyone sees through this crap.
No, it's definitely true. Everyone's tired of it. No one's believing it anymore. It's over. The phony cult of racism, or the cult of phony racism, is completely dying. Alex will be back from 11 to 2 tomorrow. We've got more Trump clips to play tomorrow, more new stuff from Trump, tons of new news. All these facts you even get to. Will there be more workplace grievances? We'll have to see. Join Alex tomorrow from 11 to 2. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thank you for joining us.
Pop into a Facebook mention.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.